Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This is a special episode of Girly So Groovy. It is the year-long series, a continuation in the year-long series, where each month we are celebrating a trailblazing, groundbreaking musician or band. It's June, so that means it is Pride Month. So I was trying to think of which queer trailblazing artist would be appropriate for this show. And I made a decision to select Michelle Ndege Ocello, and we'll talk about all the reasons why we're going to celebrate her in the second hour. In the second hour, it will be a number of songs from Michelle Ndege Ocello, as well as those musicians who are influenced and inspired by the work that she does. She is a strong, strong artist. And a strong, strong person. And again, we'll talk more about that in the second hour. This first hour, we've got lots of music on the way. Music coming up from Mira, Jessica Hoop, Joan is Policewoman, Beth Orton. We have got a whole bevy, a buffet, a cornucopia, if you will, of Polaris Prize nominees as well. But since we are talking about Pride Month, we're going to kick off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy with a musician and a woman who puts the B in LGBTQ. It is Anita Franco right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Just wanna give up. Well, me too. Are you shocked by what people get? Get used to. Do you wake up in a cold sweat? Well, that's sane. At least you got a little brain left. You got a little brain. Cause there's foxes in the hen house and bad news every day. And right there on Pennsylvania Avenue, the sheetless KKK. And there's models wielding microphones chasing maniacs around. And everything's on fire. And there's twisters touching down. Just to be a gentleman. And I know I got to fight my amygdala just to keep hearing ya. Yes, if you think your vote doesn't matter, then you're not paying attention.
fears. The mountains rise, clouds in my eyes, and I brought myself out here. To see underneath, you don't have to go deep when the water's this clear. If you look down once, you could fall through. But that's not what I want to do. That's not what I want to do. Every day becomes night, shores, rain is right. That's when I want you here. When the sky eats up all of the light, I want that to feel blanket-like. But my bare-eyed view only lets through a few thousand pinpricks whispering blue, while the rest of the black takes me all the way back with the space echo hum of the universe drums.
Music right there from a musician who's not been getting some Girly So Groovy radio love for quite a while. It's Brooklyn alternative musician Mira. The song is called Lake Ocean. That is from her most recent album, Understanding. In the middle, it is brand new music from singer-songwriter Jessica Hoop. As one-time former nanny to the children of Tom Waits, Jessica Hoop is an American expat based in Manchester, England, living there for over a decade now. And it seems those English music traditions really seep more and more into the indie folk rock that she writes. And I am very glad for it because it is just beautiful music. The newest album is called Order of Romance. She released it just back in the autumn. We heard the song Hatred Has a Mother. And then starting off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, it is iconic indie singer-songwriter Anita Franco. From her newest album, Revolutionary Love, we heard the song Do or Die. Now, I said at the start of the show that we've got a full bevy of Polaris Prize nominees. The prestigious Canadian Music Award is going to be handed out in September, September 19th, to be exact. June 13th, they announced their long list. They'll be announcing the short list July 13th, but the long list has some fabulous musicians, and that is what this next set is all about. Starting off with Montreal art rock duo All Hands Make Light. They are on the short list for their latest release. The new album is called Darlene the Dawn. So right now it is All Hands Make Light with our bevy of Polaris Prize nominees right now here on Girly So Groovy.
All Hands Make Light. Thank you.
day. Before your wits are gathered, even before you are awake, your thoughts will find the clock to wind and put dissent into your ear. Even before your eyes are open, the plot has thickened round your fear. We borrow trouble, since we all know how. It's an expression from the old days, but even more true now. If we borrow trouble, we even borrow time. Like you don't have enough of your own. Bag of dead weight. So good at picturing the life that I was gonna be left out of rather than the one I'd made. Well, these horrible words, they gather heavy on my mind. Knitting thoughts like they're my destiny. I live on borrowed time. It's a poor skill to get so good at making wrong what is all right. We all go around in trouble.
All three musicians that we just listened to find themselves on this year's long list to the prestigious Canadian Music Award, the Polaris Prize. Feist finds her way with her newest album, Multitudes. We heard the song Borrow Trouble. In the middle, it's Toronto alternative musician Pool Blood. The new album is called Mole. The song that we heard is My Little Room. And then starting that set off, that list in celebration of Polaris Prize nominees, it is Montreal art rock duo All Hands Make Light. Their new album, the new album is called Darling the Dawn, is also on the long list. We heard the opening track, A Sparrow's Lift, from All Hands Make Light. Hey, don't forget, coming up in the second hour of Girly So Groovy, it's our continuing monthly series where we celebrate trailblazing, groundbreaking artists. And because it's Pride Month, we will be celebrating the trailblazing queer musician Michelle Ndege Ocello. Also, too, don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or just want to listen again, you can do so through our listening page. Go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy, both ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy ready for you to listen to your heart's content. That's 20 hours of Girly So Groovy. That's almost a full day of Girly So Groovy. Coming up in the next half hour of the show, I've got music on the way from Jonas Policewoman, Beth Ornan. But coming up, we're not done with that Polaris Prize list, long list yet. Three more musicians that find themselves on the prestigious list right up next here on Girly So Groovy, starting with the incredible Chanteuse Begonia up next here on Girly So Groovy.
My voicemail. You've heard.